Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I'm Tim Diesel. Today, we're going to talk about the best commercial financing options. And as always, you can reach out to us online, www.dieselcommercialgroup.com. If you have any commercial properties you need help with, if you have questions just in general, reach out to us. We'd be glad to help you. Now, most of this business is based on financing. Now, that's a fact. Most investors need financing to acquire commercial properties. It's not very often people pay in cash. It does happen all the time. Mostly they finance it and then they pay it down. Whether they refi out or not, that's irrelevant. Which I always try to encourage my clients to ask for some type of owner financing. In many cases, it just depends on the deal, because to give them more options in their property and just kind of help out their cash flow a little bit. Keep in mind that your terms matter more than the price, and that's very important. I have people argue with me all the time, but it's so true. If I was going to buy your house and we made a deal and I said, look, all right, I'll buy your house for $1 million and my payments are only $100 a month. Well, is that a good deal? Of course it is. Sure, you can say I overpaid, but so what? So keep in mind, terms are really what you want to focus on. And that's why financing is very, very, very important. And you have to be more careful now because we're in an economy that's going up and down with financing. So you really have to keep your eye on the ball. So I want to cover the different lending options first. What's the first step when you find a property and you need financing? You call your lender or your broker, right? Now let's drill down for a moment here. Broker will have more options for you. And they can shop your deal, but a bank's going to have best rate and term. Banks and credit unions are, they're just usually the best at this, which is great. Now, small local banks are better than your national and regional banks because they can get more aggressive. They have taken interest in your deal. They're easier to work with in most cases. You're not just a number. They're smaller, so their deals are... they're more of an opportunity. So that being said, banks of this size are usually very conservative. So keep that in mind. If you have a deal that is spinning like a top, then yeah, they're perfect. But if you have something that requires a little bit of elbow grease, I don't know, you want to be a little careful. Now, you always want to ask, you know, what are your plans with the property? How long you plan on keeping it? Do you have rehab plans? And so on, right? And your broker, let's go back to the broker for a minute here. Yes, different financing options. So they have, name off a few, construction and development loans, insurance companies do financing, hard money loans, private, bridge, hedge funds. They can turn you on to, which they usually make their own guidelines, so I couldn't even tell you what they finance. I've seen those guys finance all kinds of weird things. So if you have an apartment that you're trying to finance and your plans are rehabbing it, but it's completely vacant and your credit is not the best, don't go down to Wells Fargo and ask for money because they're not going to be interested, even though... multifamily apartments are the most favorable asset class. If you have a Class A office, it's going to be much easier to finance because the bank, number one, they're not going to look at you as much. If you have long-term leases, you've got a great quality building. They want that on their books. If you buy a property all cash and then you want to refi it in a few months to take all your cash out, well, that might be challenging for a lot of different banks because you haven't shown enough of a track record. So they feel like they're taking more of a risk on you. And that could be a problem for them. So when you present your deal to a competent broker, a commercial broker that knows lending, they'll guide you on what they think is best. Now, keep in mind, they only get paid if the deal goes through. So they don't want to waste their time. Now let's touch on hard money loans a bit. They have upfront points, which is why they're not very favored in commercial. It's kind of what I've noticed. They used to be a lot more popular, actually. And I've seen more bridge loans, which is similar, but the points are less usually. You're usually paying 1 or 2 points. I've seen hard money loans up to like 3 or 4. Outrageous. Private banks and hedge funds are great if you have a good enough deal where you can turn it around relatively quickly. Bridge loans can be fantastic. And private banks, they usually, if you do creative financing, so if you do an owner second or anything like that, you know, they like to work with, they'll work with them a lot more than your larger banks or your some of your credit unions. It just kind of depends on what your deal is. For new investors, this is always a big plus because they won't ask for your tax returns. A lot of hedge funds and private banks, they really don't care about that. They care about the property. Whereas if you go for a big bank and you're trying to get agency debt on it, some kind of Fannie or Freddie deal, they're going to be a little more strict with you. The more conservative your deal is, the more options you have. So if you have a deal that's something you have to work on and turn around, you might need to work with a broker that has a lot of contacts, unless if you can go out there and make those contacts. And I say that because you have to pay the broker sometimes, right? And it just kind of depends. But if they can get your deal to go through, what they get paid is usually not that much in what you make. Now, retail, warehouse, office, those are more dependent on leases and how long they are. So if you have a major tenant leaving in 6 months, the bank's going to be very concerned about that loan. Apartment financing is more based on the trailing 12. You know, what has the property done in the last 12 months? But you should try and get 3 years of tax returns, in my opinion, so you can evaluate it always. But if you're starting, and kind of really depends on your deal, figure out where you want to go from there. And a lot of times a broker, a commercial mortgage broker, will be able to help you. So I hope that was helpful. I'm at Tim J. Diesel if you want to reach out. TimDiesel.com if you want to download your investor blueprint. Thank you guys for listening. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.